G'day guys, and welcome back to episode 98 of the Hobbled Goblin podcast. We are inching closer and closer every week to our next special episode, which is episode 100.
It's called Edging, Liam.
And talking about edging closer and closer, it's a special day for someone in the podcast. Happy birthday.
Yeah, and the podcast.
GM.
Wait, but this is coming out like 3 weeks later.
It's coming out heaps of weeks later.
Today is the anniversary, 2 years of our podcast, and it's also the anniversary of our GM who was born, which
who released
it. We don't know he was born.
We got him a little present.
We can't validate that he was actually born.
Surprise, bitch.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, we do like you, unfortunately. Unfortunately,
yeah. We want to keep your Stockholm around. Syndrome.
Well,
right?
We know what we're drinking next week.
We still can't confirm.
Maybe for episode 100.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It's just a nice little Japanese
whiskey.
Yeah, white oak blended whiskey.
Oh my!
On the proviso, you don't drink it all in one day.
It should be fairly obvious which episode involves that whiskey.
Yeah, it will be very, very obvious which one we drink that during. Thanks, guys.
It'll be the one that I said
that was going to. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Speaking of drinks, we have something interesting tonight. An interesting one. It is a Russian beer. Jonty, please bastardize the Russian name for me.
What is it? Myoto plus Vishnia.
Or in English, Mota plus Cherry.
Yeah.
And because in Russia, everything's a soft drink until it's 5%, this is a 6.9% alcohol because that's the only way it could be classified as beer, being higher
than
5%.
Good. It smells.
Really dislike cherry, but I'm the one who bought it, so I can't really complain.
Yep, same. Cool. I also don't
How
like
do you
cherry.
Say cheese
really?
In Russian?
These fools.
Yeah, oh, cheese in Russian.
That. It smells good. It tastes good. How do you say cheese in Russian?
Dostrovia.
Dostrovia. I have no idea. I'm not Russian. I'm just white like a Russian.
Yeah, but you're the only one who studied
a white Russian.
Of Russian.
Yeah, I also.
How the hell do you
I
know
also
any
dropped
Russian?
Out. I tried Russian at uni.
Oh, is that when you were doing linguistics?
That was during my linguistics.
Yeah, that's when I first met you.
When I was romping around uni. Not actually going to any lectures or anything, just enjoying
going to uni,
enjoying all the other aspects of
you're
uni
playing,
apart
you're
from
playing
learning.
Smash in the Macquarie Uni Village.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I was
Macquarie
smashing
uni
in the Macquarie
oh,
Uni Village.
Macquarie.
I smashed a lot in the Macquarie Uni Village. It was a good time.
That does taste exactly like artificial cherry.
It's amazing.
Like,
I'm into it.
Exactly what I thought it would taste like.
It's watered down cough syrup.
Yep, that's what I think.
I've drunk a lot of cough syrup in the past week.
Yummy cough syrup.
Very alcoholic watered down cough syrup.
Mm. You
know? Actually, compared to some cough syrups, it's probably not.
I've really drunk alcoholic. A lot of cough syrup the past week. This is not necessarily nice.
There's better ways to get high than cough syrup. All right.
I don't know, man. Robo tripping is pretty wild.
She's only small, all right?
Yeah, isn't it glue?
Oh, huffing glue.
Well, we have a lot of glue at school, so...
That's why you became a teacher. It's all coming together now. It's
yep,
the,
and a lot of flu as
the
well.
The glue in your desk and the it's cough terrible. Syrup in the nurse's office.
Hey, you know
I
it.
See how it goes.
Oh, my. I'm not actually going to preamble that much to this episode because first and foremost, while you guys have been at home this week, you all leveled up. But you all knew this, so you've prepped your character sheets, I hope.
My surprise was genuine.
All of this is live. Unscripted.
But yeah, I want to know kind of, so it's level 9, which can be a big one for some, and maybe not so much for clerics and others.
No level is a big level for clerics.
Every second level is a big level.
That's what I mean. This is like no level is a big level. If you look at like the cleric table on the SRD, it's like channel energy, nothing. Channel energy, not there.
But you got more spells.
Get more spells.
Yeah, but so does every spell casting class. Yeah,
no, it's better than a wizard, which is nothing, 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 nothing bonus feet. Mm-hmm. Nothing, 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 nothing bonus feet.
But you got fifth level spells.
Yeah, I got some balling ass spells.
Fuck yeah.
That's obviously the best thing for Adam. Anyone else get anything fun? I imagine what your damage right now, Calistria, is like 8d8 plus.
I wish. Oh my god. No, but I have improved evasion. I think that's the best thing in the whole world, you know? If I fail, I take half. If I pass, nothing touches me.
That's
amazing.
I can't
and
kill you.
You can't be caught flat-footed anymore.
No, that's uncanny.
I don't think that would be nice. I'll take it.
You shouldn't multi-class into barbarian.
Just to get that.
You actually can't because you need a lawful requirement for monk and a chaotic or barbarian. There's only one race that can. I love them.
Yeah, the weird...
They're either Elan or Blue. I can't remember which one, but they're basically...
I think it's the Elan.
Their whole shtick is that they are like, I don't show emotions, but inside they're always angry all the time.
All right, so if I die and you bring me back as a different race...
We reincarnate we'll you that, as yeah. a specific race, because Liam will just let us fudge the dice.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
No. She'll be a monk,
Marian. You get access to reincarnate now, though, right?
No. Druid spell.
Heavy metal monk.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Monk in full blood.
And also other things, but that's my... That's like, the big one. That's the big one for me, yeah.
Jinkles?
I don't know, I got a whole bunch of fun things. I got some new spells, got like some new tricky tricks.
Oh, which means I'm assuming you went back into Mesmerus then.
Yeah, it's back to, you know, Mesmerus things. My stare is a little bit better, which is the most exciting thing. Instead of a -2, it's a -3 now, just by looking at people. I just look at you and you're like, oh shit. Who's this guy?
Oh, his eyes are so captivating.
Yeah, I know.
And Brad.
I go boom boom.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
I like, literally have an ability called Detonate now.
Oh,
it'll
show
up at some point, but it will only show up if I need to
Volcanus.
Kill myself, because it's impossible to cast unless I either spend a full round action charging up or if I actually do a lot of damage to myself.
Is it a reflex save at least?
It is a reflex
save. I can completely dodge it if something
Thank
happens.
Fuck, I'll know
we
I
know how to take out. We know how to take out Milantika.
Yeah, stand still and kill himself. But no, it actually requires 3 burn points just to cast it. So,
but 9th level you all get a feat as well.
Burn.
Oh yeah, we've got feet.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there's things people want to keep from me because I don't actually look at your character sheets.
I got better at hugging people.
I mean, a lot of my feats.
Greater grapple.
Nice.
Don't even come into play yet, but you know, maybe.
I have 2 feet.
They're boring, but
I'll see it
more
eventually.
Stair damage. My stairs just
that's
deal
what you
more
put your feet
damage
into.
Now.
Nice.
I'm building towards something.
Deathly stairs, just looking at people. They just wither before me.
Very nice. So we have rolled HP off air. And I cannot remember what anyone rolled anymore.
Yep, neither.
Yeah, neither.
Wasn't I rolled great. Pretty average.
Wasn't great, wasn't bad.
Yeah. I think you may have only got half from memory.
Yeah, I went pretty shit with it.
Marcelo,
I think I got slightly above average.
You're a DA, right? I think you got a 6.
I think I got something, yeah.
Milantika, I'm pretty sure maxed it.
You would.
I bore witness.
You know where I do.
You wish.
And I believe you also got half.
I got half. I got play
there
something.
Thereabouts, Adam. Still so weird. I said Adam.
Yeah,
wrong. That's so
yeah,
wrong.
You mean Vashek. You mean, wait, no, Tara.
No, wait,
don't you say his name.
Don't say his name out of your mouth. No, I'm going to say it. No.
The rest of the episode. But also, more importantly, I asked you guys to chat during the week, which you obviously didn't because you don't have anything that I ask you guys to, unless it involves leveling up.
Wait, you trying to do something?
What you guys want to do with the options Lavinia has given you.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of options. We've got a lot of discussion to do.
Yeah. And then you didn't discuss it at all.
I mean, like,
air.
You know,
that
sounds like
a you problem.
We just went to bed, right? Like, you know, we're not going to discuss
guys,
it in our sleep.
We're not actually friends out of this.
They only show up and talk to each other here, and only why I force them at the table.
No, we only talk about in-game stuff in character, Liam. We're true, you know, thespians when it comes to this stuff.
I actually play Tarok every day out in the streets.
Yeah, I punch people, yeah.
Yeah,
I stare at people.
Not the
weirdly.
Children she works with, don't worry. At least not when anyone's looking over. There's a security camera there.
Mm. Oh, no, we don't have cameras. Just a lot of phones, yeah.
They're all fake. But yes, right. You need to decide what you want to do from the list that Lavinia gave you. Does anyone still have that list?
We've got a whole bunch. But we've got a whole bunch. So we've got a whole bunch of like general
things.
Civil improvements we can do. But I seem to remember that Lavinia encouraged us to start working towards some sort of repairs on the sea wyvern that is far up the coast of up on the reefs near shore.
Yeah, but at the same time, we should also work on near far shore as well in terms of just like general knowing people for the first week and then possibly moving on from there.
But also capturing the tar pits, while it will help with the sea wyvern, does also help with the town because they get to reinforce some of the buildings and stuff that they have. Yeah.
Plus, we can kill a bunch of monsters on the way
there. That's what
back.
I can do.
Take their skin to reinforce the tannery.
Mm-hmm.
With their flesh.
Who remembers the guy who runs the tannery?
Oh.
Or the leather worker.
Redfoot?
Is it Red? No, he's a clay man.
Terry. Hi, I'm a clay man.
Terek Aurelian runs the... He's the hunter and the leather worker of Farshore.
Oh, we probably don't remember him because he never came up.
He was there.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
He was in the... did we not see him in the background of the town meeting?
He was in a list of exposition.
He was flipping you all the bird.
He's in the background of every shot. Yeah.
Oh, yes, we'll take Terek.
Yeah, if you roll back the film, he was in every scene. Yeah. He just didn't say anything.
How do we not notice you before?
You see the curl of his hair.
I've known you for 3 years.
What do you mean, guys? I was on your ship with you.
But look, if you're looking for serious answers, I know magic, but I can't craft shit, but maybe Aldwaddle would like me to help him with anything magical, perhaps. Slash.
So he runs the... alchemist, basically.
Well, I ain't no alchemist, but I know magic, so maybe I can help there. Look, honestly, I'm not a very skilled person. I can't do many things, but I can...
God damn, can you stare at me?
I can...
God damn, do you look good?
Maybe help with some magic, and maybe I was thinking generic traps.
I was thinking you wouldn't be more of like the manager roles.
Yeah, I'm very good at talking.
I'll go manage the mines, the farms, the clay works.
Talk to some actual laborers while they do manual.
Like they're trying to form a union.
In the mines?
Yeah, you're trying to form a union. You're like, no, just work.
Oh wow, this is a counterpoint to your last character you played in another campaign. No unions. Let's cut that talk right now.
You guys don't want unions. You don't want representation.
I have your best interests at heart.
Oh dear.
Marcelo the trickle-down economist.
The pyramid schemer.
You give me a gold.
So you guys want to spend a week in Farshore before you head out to the Tar Pits. Is that what I'm hearing?
At most. I think we're thinking a few days to a week to get our bearings.
So most of these...
Solve any small problems.
And figure out what actually needs to be worked on first.
So most in-game-wise, most of these quote-unquote tasks require a week's worth of effort.
Yep.
So I know, Tyrok, you were talking before we started about volunteering your time at the chapel.
Yep, I'll be in the chapel or the infirmary, whichever is most needed at the moment.
Yep. Also looking at the cemetery.
But that's led down the track.
That doesn't include... That won't take a week. That itself is like a...
Yeah, but it just costs money.
Yeah.
Can we get someone to front it?
Maybe we'll see.
But yeah.
But yes, that time you spend in the chapel / infirmary doing stuff will take about a week.
Yeah.
Which gives the rest of you guys a week to kind of figure out what you want to do before you head to the top.
Exactly. We're only staying because we need healing to be done by our cleric.
Or the natural order.
Well, something I reckon I could do in a week that needs imminent action is someone's been stealing from the warehouses, and the thefts need to be stopped.
Yep.
And I am the man to stop them.
Yep. Callista will help with bolstering defenses. So with the harbor and with watchtowers. I mean, she's literal manpower. She can just carry shit around and build stuff. So building watchtower, I don't know, like carrying logs. Not sure about the defenses of submerged traps, but she can swim all right from the looks. Yep. Okay. Not the worst. 7.
So a lot of those building kind of ones, but you can definitely help us the workforce, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. None of the brain.
Plan them out though would require a knowledge engineering kind of role.
Yeah, no, none of that.
Alas, poor Bess. We would
but
do
I can
so
carry
well.
All those
Mill
shit
and Ticker,
around.
They've asked you to stay.
Yeah, but I have no skills for modern life. That's the issue. I'm a tribal child. Like,
and hand of yours could cauterize wounds. Very effective.
No, it could burn the fuck out of people.
I'm sure you could help.
So I read about your searing hand, right? A quick touch would cauterize. Holding them burns them.
Yeah, so but cauterization is much worse than, like, you know, a healing spell.
Yes.
And there aren't that many people that we're going
to
All
right, you're right.
Much.
Bad idea, Melon. Bad idea. How about you just go sit over in the corner there
the
and scratch
go
your
Go to the forge.
Scratch your
go to the clayworks. They need someone to
He's
fire the kiln.
Right.
I could literally be a forge or a kiln. The other one that I could do is... I could potentially try and stake out the warehouse while you do more useful stuff, but...
Dranis Celis, who is both the woodworker and the smithy in town, could probably use your fiery touch when it comes to smithing.
Come on, Minotika, what are you good at? What
I
have you got to give?
I have unlimited fire per day, so as long as he needs, like, someone to burn shit, I can burn shit. It's just, like, that's all I've got. I can preach. I can preach about the love of Shuta Kudli.
You do have religion, don't you?
I have right 3 type. Points in religion.
No. I mean, but your law.
Isle of Dread, I've got 12.
Yeah.
13. Sorry, 13 now.
There's no but that, like, that's the pantheon, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could preach to a god no one's going to want to worship, but I can do it.
I need to go weave tales about the history of the land to the record keeper so we can write some shit down that he mightn't have heard before.
No, all the glory of Shuta Kudli and how terrible Godzilla is.
All the monsters of the island and rare fauna and flora, perhaps?
Actually, yeah, because Isle of Dread is one of my laws as well, so I could do a whole bunch of, like, nature and... finding natural stuff that they need. Like, sick. I've got survival, I've got knowledge nature.
Yeah, you got heaps of
so
shit.
So, in yeah. which case...
I can't do anything except all this stuff.
So, Telda has a greenhouse behind the infirmary.
Cool.
Which Uril is also working in.
So, could I help out with the infirmary then? Because what I could do is I can easily fly across the mainland and go scavenging for plants and stuff. Cool, there you go.
Yep. Min Antigua, we're going to need X, Y, and Z herbs. I don't know what they look like around here.
I do.
Everything's strange.
Oh, those are weird names.
Mm-hmm. Mostly narcotics. For the patients, of course.
I know where to find some, but we would have to kill a very big dinosaur to get it.
Really?
Yes.
Are narcotic dinosaurs around here?
It's also like...
What a strange
solid,
land.
It's the other side of the island.
Yeah, it's like 5 to 7 days travel.
Yeah, Chakaranka, he's got a lot of narcotics, but I can find you other drugs and herbs.
Well, analgesics, antiseptics, things like that, you know?
I don't know those words, but I will go and find you the healing
Make
drugs.
Pain stop and clean wound drug. Plants.
Yes. Now we call this one marijuana. It'll be great for us. We use it in our special ceremonies and for you.
No. I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna need a clear head. I'm gonna need a clear head for my work here.
Oh, opium.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Jonty?
Well, yeah, during the week, I reckon the warehouse, 100%, because I'm stealthy. My idea is basically do some quick research. When did the thefts happen? I'm gonna go invisible / hide out in the warehouse like a stealthy boy.
Okay,
bummer someone.
You can roll me a diplomacy check.
Diplomacy.
Oh, nice.
27.
Okay, so what you managed to find out in the first couple of days of your investigation...
30 if I was staring at the person asking.
Which I imagine you probably... So you just asked some of the dock workers and everything and some of the like people who keep the lists of things in the warehouses. What's kind of gone missing? Yeah. Most of it is actually... None of it is like mundane. It's all like minor magical items.
The good stuff.
But that's the only thing that's been stolen. But it's been stolen from like locked warehouses with like high windows. And like just that item has been taken, even though there's been like really nice, like real good barrels of ale and wine. Like there's been more expensive items around them. But it's always just magical items either imported from, either here from the original settlement or like traded from the local settlements of like Tanaroa and all those other towns. And that's what's been going missing.
Yeah, it seems too specific for a common criminal. And not any specific times or anything. No other consistency.
It's normally it's mainly
no other patterns.
No, there's no specific. It's always nighttime, but always different hours, mainly because they haven't been able to really pin down an hour. But no more than one item a week.
No more than one a week, and always on different days. And stuff, I'm assuming.
Yep.
All right. I guess a good old fashioned stakeout's in order.
But at this point in time, they've moved most of the, like, pretty much all of the magical items, like, even the most minor thing, from those warehouses into the manors. And since they did that about a month ago, nothing else from the warehouses has been stolen. Nothing was stolen from the manors either.
Oh, so they fixed the problem by themselves?
Yes, but they're worried if they start getting some shipments in, if they reestablish trade routes, it'll keep happening.
How many people live on this island?
280?
Yeah, door-to-door is out of the question. I might have to ponder on this. Well, that would be part of my daytime activity. Otherwise, I'd be, you know, checking in on Ruby and Mandalay Fest. I gotta go see what he's up to.
Yeah, so you can swing by the Fest Manor. You're greeted by a dour doorman who kind of lets you in. Well, sir, would require a drink for his meeting.
Oh. Certainly. Chat always goes over better with a drink in hand.
Please take a seat, and I will let Lord Mandley know that you have arrived.
Ah, thank you.
Kind of goes off, comes back a couple of minutes later, hands you a whiskey, and Lord Fest will be with you soon.
Excellent. I've missed these finer courtesies of civilization.
And it is, it's a nice whiskey.
Sip on my whiskey.
You can tell it's Magnemarian. By make, and it's quite nice. Not as nice as a dwarven fire whiskey from the Fire Kings.
Weren't you hella rude to this guy last time you spoke to him?
This is the doorman.
Oh, sorry, yeah, this is Mandalay yet. No,
this is Mandalay.
not yet, we're getting there.
This is Mandalay's servant. You know, you always got to respect the help.
Might be
so you
awesome
can try
one
and
day.
Poach the help.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
And about half an hour goes by, you finish your drink and starting to get agitated. No one's kind of...
He's here it is.
Standing me up.
And then...
It's a power play.
This is quite...
A couple of minutes later.
Unnecessary.
Apologies, my boy. I didn't mean to keep you waiting. You know, sometimes us more important folk have some things we need doing. To what do I owe this visitation from you?
Painful stare him.
Ah, Mandalay, I know the noble game all too well. No need to apologize, and I'll start staring at him. But let's not mince words. When we first talked, it was after a rather tense day and a bit of a confrontation with pirates that I wasn't expecting, and we didn't quite see eye to eye. But look, this place is clearly needing a bit of help, and what can only be described as a pirate invasion on the horizon, I think we're better off working together than separate. And I do apologize, but your nephew for the past few months has been pissing me off to no extent. So when I heard you were related to him, I wasn't immediately your biggest fan. But look, you've been looking after this place for a few months.
Might years, well boy. Get your years.
Advice. True. I've lost track of time.
Now, I must say, my nephew, I completely understand your situation. There is a reason I've set him up in a small overseer's cottage. Near the mines. Mainly so he's not around here.
That is a very...
No, bring Amber back.
But in saying that, the boy is doing some campaigning for me in the lead up to this mayoral vote that's going to happen at some point in the next month or so. So I don't want to say any bad words about him that might get back to him. But then again, from your mouth, he might not believe it anyway. So I feel free to talk about the things that I need to talk about.
I think so.
Point one being, you can't trust that young girl to run this settlement. She might pay you well, you might have known her for a little while, but boy, you know better than that. You need someone with experience, someone trained in these kind of undertakings. You can't seriously look at me right in my eye and tell me you believe she's the best person to run this settlement.
Honestly, I don't know who is. Yet to come to a conclusion for that myself. I don't really know either of you in turn that regard.
He kind of stands up and walks over. Another whiskey, lad.
Ah. One more wouldn't hurt, would it?
Here we go.
Now come the drugs.
And what's your observations, then? You've been here a couple of days now.
Look, doesn't Lavinia remind you of what the nobles used to be and could have been? She's got a good heart. Got the people in mind, and she's putting them first, and well, I think that's pretty commendable, but...
Oh, yes. She's got all those butterflies and fairies going on, and she's nice to the common folk and whatnot, but does she really have the head for numbers and the skill that's needed to run a settlement of even this small modicum size? Does she really know how to set up trade routes with larger, more established settlements? Son, I don't think she does. She may have trained at that Kithrodian Academy, but that doesn't mean she's any good.
Well, I mean, she got us here halfway across the Arcadian Ocean. I mean, you've got to give her that much.
You see, I heard a small tale that you were split up a little bit, and you got yourself here. In fact, she didn't not get you here at all. You got lost on the way. You had to make your own way from a crashed ship on the north side of the isle to get here yourself, and... To my understanding, the 28 civilians that were with you did not make that trip.
I can hardly blame her for the weather.
No, but I can blame her for 50% of people that she left Magnemar with actually making the journey.
Look, Mandalay, you make a decent point, but I came here to talk about how we can help this town. You have an agenda, I understand, but if we want to start talking numbers, I saw quite a few dead bodies on the shore yesterday that used to live here and lead happy lives.
If you want to make... Yes, of course I have an agenda, boy. But if you want to make some understandings here, we can't let her... It's not that I have anything against Lavinia. I just think I'm the better person for the job. If you want to make some changes around here, perhaps encouraging some of the more fragile folk to actually sign up to the militia. Tell you what, I love Olvar. He's dedicated, he's hardworking, and my gods can he train people to be soldiers. His problem is he's about as charismatic as a wet sock.
Hey, I've seen some wet socks in my time.
The poor man just cannot get people to join him because they can't believe in his cause. He doesn't know. He's not as verbose as us. He doesn't know how to swing the people to the cause, the right cause, which is defending this settlement.
Well, that's a...
If you want to make a change, that's where you can make it.
That is an excellent suggestion. It's first actual suggestion other than getting yourself elected that you've actually given me. Thank you. Now, look, I've taken what you have to say, and I think let's start on a fresh foot. We've got 2 months to get this place ready. I couldn't care less right now about a mayoral election, but I'll always give my words where I think they belong. And right now, I think we can start on a level playing field. But let's just show each other some damn respect, okay?
Boy, just from the your name and your parents, who I remember very well, I'll give you that. You and I can start off on clean footing.
Very well. Right, well, if you have anything else you think I could help with, let's meet again. I believe we're going to head off in about a week or so. There's some errands we can do to help with the wire, bring a new boat back, the Sea Wyvern that got crashed on the way here, and some other things, but I think...
Another ship of the same size. Is it the same size or smaller than the Blue Pixie?
I think it's a little bit smaller, yeah.
Well, we could still use a ship like that to potentially start some trading. Even if it's just in Arcadia and not off all the way over the other side of the ocean back to Magnemar. But I'll tell you what, I do have a request from you as well.
Yes?
My nephew might be somewhat of a pain, and he might be a few sheep short of a paddock upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in his heart, he's also a bastard. And I think he needs some proper direction. You're a little bit older than my boy. Oh, not my boy. He is now, unfortunately. His parents shipped him a friggin' halfway across the world to me. Would you mind just taking him under your wing for the time you're here? Perhaps you can show him. Not slap him, but show him what a proper noble is supposed to be like.
Oh, God, your face.
I really have tried. After a few grueling months on a boat together, I, to be honest with you, Mandalay, I just don't know if he's cut out for it. I don't know if... I don't know if I have it in me, to be honest. He's unbearable.
Yes, I'm aware. But he's already here now. So short of, like, shipping him back, I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what the boy's good at.
I take him along with me, he's gonna get killed. He has zero acumen, battle tactician. He's useless.
Please don't do that. I don't mean take him outside of the settlement, boy. I mean try and teach him how to speak to people like a respectable folk.
Look, I'll try, but if he does more harm than good, I'm going to send him off on some mundane task.
You have my permission to gag him if needed.
Can I get that in writing? Okay, I get your point.
Gentleman's agreement. He puts his hand out.
I hear you. I'll see what I can do. I'll shake his hand. But in return...
I'm just at a loss with the boy. I don't know why the mines are operating because the mines were already operating. I'm not sure he's actually going to fix anything.
I do this for you. You lay off Lavinia, all right?
I'll lay off her personally. But I'm still going to win that mayoral debate, and I'm still going to win those votes.
All right, but if I see any dirty play, you'll find out that I can play pretty dirty as well. Shake an eyebrow at it.
Gentleman's honor, I won't do anything underhanded.
All right. Very well. Tell Avner to meet me out front, 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, he's still at the Overseers until tomorrow. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God. All right, I have a day. Okay. Tell him in a day's time when he's back. Crack of dawn. We'll show him what's
what. I'll make sure he's up bright and early.
Very good. Right. Till we chat again.
Pleasure. And you leave the Mandalay Fest Inn.
That was a terrible idea. I regret that so much. Full of regrets.
One good quest and one bad quest.
So you would have gone probably mid-morning. But he did give you some ideas,
That's good.
Is there anything else like that you would want to do that same day?
Same day? Probably talk. How much time do I have? Go check in on Ruby and the Marigolds.
Jumping back in with the Marigold, Ruby, and Samantha.
My goodness.
All right. So, in which case, we'll time jump to the next morning. Bright and early, knocking on your door, Avner has been sent with the housekeep, dragging him by the collar almost. So yeah, they're both standing on the other side of the door. Avner barely looking awake. He's like, what is this? Why am I here?
All right, Avner, listen up, you little squirt. Your uncle, Daddy Mandalay, has told me that you are shit.
Something he would never say that.
Verbatim, my friend. Now, you're going to follow me around and learn how to be a man. A respectable man. Do you understand?
And why would I follow you around?
Because otherwise he's going to ship you off to sea to be food for the pirates. We discussed it ourselves. I thought it was a great idea.
Okay, do you want to roll diplomacy or intimidate?
Is it bluff?
It's a bluff check, bluff. Technically.
It is bluff, I guess.
35.
He believes you. What do I have to do?
Well, first off, we're going to go find Callista, and you're going to get some work in you. Learn how to throw a punch, you saggy piece of scrap. And where Callista's staying...
She's at the inn.
She's at the
Last Coconut.
The Last Coconut. Yeah.
So we're going to go to the Last Coconut.
She's also spending the day helping to build a watchtower, I believe you want to.
Yes.
Help.
This is the first time in the morning, that's why. When Callista does her training, I'm basically going to go.
Early.
That's why you went
That's
back.
Why. Crack a dawn. We're going to go join Callista and the kids for training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day one of Avner's lessons.
All right. So, Callista, you kind of bring the kids out to start training. And for the first time in probably about a week, Marcelo kind of comes with you. And standing next to him is Avner Fest.
What's he doing here?
Look, Mandalay's... It's a bit complicated, but I'm going to try my very hardest to make him a little less unbearable. And he's going along with it so far. We've scared him straight, so we're going to get him some physical exercise. Get him to, I don't know, soothe the mind, right? You helped me out. Maybe it'll help him.
Okay, I suppose. Yeah. Training in the... Well, I mean, he's awake now, which is always very good.
He's here, ready to work, aren't you, Avner?
Yes, I'm here, ready to work.
Excellent. All right, follow along. And I go
I'll just
through.
Be watching, yes?
No, you learn through experience. Come on. Yep, arm up, follow the kids. They know what to do.
And by this point in time, Corbin and Lucas have become pretty smooth in their movements.
Weaponizing the kids.
It's been like the Child better part thoughts. Of three weeks or so since you've started. Actually, more because they were on the ship with you for months.
Yeah.
So they've been there for 3 months of training, right? So their movements are very precise at this point in time. Mm. By comparison, Avner is very uncoordinated.
Isn't he a duelist?
No, he's a fighter.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So he's good with a sword, but... He hasn't got a sword in his hand right now, and these are like very unfamiliar.
Did he sell his sword?
But they're very unfamiliar movements to him. Like the whole, like the step punch, and then like a low kick, and he kind of like trips over a little bit. Like doesn't fall on his ass, but he like loses his balance and falls.
Fighters do not get improved on arm strike.
But yeah, so like all the movements are very foreign. Even like you are much more comfortable with this, obviously, Marcelo, with your skill set. And but yeah, like if he's like stumbling and stuff, would you say anything or would you just keep going through the movements, Callista?
I'll keep going through, but then I will make a comment. Maybe a different style is better. Maybe you should go to Captain Alva instead. But I do appreciate that you've come here this morning.
Well, yes, it's very hard fighting without a weapon. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I mean, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you don't have a weapon, you'll thank me for it.
Kind of like furrows his brow, and like as you retake the position to start all over again, you kind of like, you can kind of see Marcelo, because Callista's probably facing the ocean at this point. The kids are all on either side of her. And you notice that he's kind of like furrowing his brow, and he's like trying to copy the movements to the best of his ability.
If he's trying, I'd keep him locked. Be like, Zion, it's not easy at first, I know. Keep it up.
And yeah, so steps in, starts doing it. The hard thing will be for you, like this is just the morning, right? He's going to fold you around the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Would you change what you were doing? Because like realistically, you were kind of not doing too much per se.
Well, what I would do next is I think we'd go chat to Olva.
So there's a small building set aside for the militia. I don't know how to describe it in Pathfinder terms. It's very Romanesque. It's like the side rooms and then the center courtyard of sand.
Oh, yeah.
So where they use for sparring and stuff, right? There's weapon racks like kind of on the walls, but they're the small rooms / dormitories kind of off this main center square. You kind of walk through the front door, which isn't even a door, it's just an archway. Like, this is not designed to be kind of, like, locked up or anything. This is supposed to be a place where people can just walk in. And you kind of walk in and you see Alva, wooden spear, wooden shield, blunted spear, like, it's basically just a stick, training with another member of the Far Shore Militia, stripped down to bare basics, basically. Like pants and like a sleeveless shirt, and just moving, going through the motions of like sparring with each other. He catches the opponent's spear on his shield, deflects it sideways, brings his own spear down in like a almost like a a spear butting motion, because using the blunt side of it, not the sharp side of it, the blunted sharp side, but. He basically brings it up underneath, down on top of the guy's head, and you can see the guy kind of like the other opponent spinning a little bit, like semi-dizzy from the blow to the head. He then whips the spear around, uses it to trip his opponent before putting the end to the guy's throat as he's on the ground.
Wasn't too bad. You need to keep your guard up. You can't thrust and not raise your shield. You knew where I was going to come from. It's the same attack I've done the last 3 times, and you still couldn't block it. Expect the same things that you would do. Here,
reaches down, helps him get up. And you can see that the guy is very unsteady on his feet from that blow to the head. May have been a bit harder than he intended.
Go and grab some water. We'll try again soon.
Kind of like re-racks his shield and spear and notices you for the first time.
Ah. Marcelo. Avna. Can I help you?
Olvar, good to see you again. Don't mind me, he's working with me for the day. Referring to Avna. My tag along.
Your ward.
My ward. Olvar, I heard recruitment hasn't been working out lately. Talk to me. What's been happening? What's your current strategies? Why are numbers down?
Strategies.
Jesus. How have you been trying to recruit people at the moment?
Kind of looks around. There's the one guy, like, massaging his own scalp, and then there's some other people in the corner kind of sparring with each other. And even you can tell, with the amount of training you've got, you can tell that they're very green. Mm. And you're like,
perhaps we should step in into this office instead and have a chat there.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right.
And you kind of step in, he looks at Avner, he's like, not you. You can go and train. I'm sure one of the boys would love to teach you how to use a spear properly.
Look, Avner, he has fought once or twice before, but I prefer he sit in on this if it would help. I'm trying to help him understand how these noble things work a little bit.
Fine.
Get him up to speed.
Okay, just close the door behind you. He kind of sits down at the desk, and pours himself a drink of water, and he kind of raises the jug towards you. Pours that, looks at Avner, puts the jug down.
He's never even met Avner before, has he?
I love him.
He knows him enough.
He knows him.
I love him.
I don't really have a strategy, Marcelo. I ask people if they would like to join the watch to protect Farshaw. And up until recently, we had no real need of it. It was more just training people for fun, to keep us busy, to keep idle hands at work. And now, ever since we lost members and people have died, less people than ever have even showed up for training.
I imagine morale would be pretty low.
That's not my business. I'm here to train people.
Perhaps we let you focus on doing what you do best, and me and Avner here will try and round up some more people to fill in the numbers.
You and Avner.
Yes, well, we've got to get him to do some good around here, right?
I'm standing right here.
Yes, you heard me. Don't you want to do some good with your life?
He kind of, like, doesn't have an answer to that. And you sure he can do that?
I'll be watching him, don't worry.
And then what's your strategy?
Look, I'll make something up as I go along. Weave them a tale about glory and honor and protecting their homeland. I'll eat it right up.
There's also the matter of anyone who volunteers for the militia gets paid 5 silver a week just for showing up to training.
Oh, bloody hell, man. Why didn't you lead with that?
Well, normally I don't get past the asking.
Yeah, you should lead with that. All right, God, are there any other perks to being in the militia? Free food? Accommodation?
Personalized weapon?
What? Well, just getting better and better.
It's just minor. Drannis is himself a member, and so he likes to make each of the new members their own spear.
Almost make me want to sign up. It sounds so good. All right, leave it with us. Made this almost too easy.
Oh, I appreciate that. And by all means, if you feel like coming to train, please do. I know having some of the nobles, some of the heroes on board would help. None of the Jade Ravens have volunteered to be here, unfortunately. So really? Some of you new lot might help bring some more people in.
Look, me and Avner will be at any trainings for some of the new recruits we get. What a better way to build spirit.
We normally train in the afternoons after everyone's finished their normal jobs for the day.
Excellent. So. Sounds good. Well, hopefully you'll see some new recruits soon. Get right to
Perfect.
Work.
Perfect. Thank you. And he kind of reaches across the table.
Yeah. Shake his hand.
And he kind of looks at Avner and he's like, and if you do help, thank you.
I'm sure he'll do great.
And you guys kind of head out. And as you kind of head out, I'm just like, did he thank me? I haven't done anything yet.
Yes, well, we're about to do some good things. Feels good when people thank you for not being a prick, isn't it?
Feels strange.
Yes. So do I, honestly. We've been far too productive today. Let's go to the bar.
Oh, drink time. Sounds perfect.
Absolutely. You've actually been not insufferable today.
Avner's definitely the kind of guy I would call it drinky poos.
Yeah. Gross.
And then you kind of walk off towards the last coconut. Did you see that beautiful weaving woman? Oh my. Anyway.
So the rest of the week, I'm assuming you'll be recruiting, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to recruit. You are going to be working at the chapel with Vesarin and, like, kind of between the chapel and the infirmary.
I'll go between the chapel and the infirmary if I can. Otherwise, yep. You know.
Yeah, no, you can definitely do both. It's quite interesting now that they have a priest on hand, or another priest.
We had one of Abadar, but they're not really priests.
They're bankers.
Yikes.
I mean,
they are bankers.
Priests of Abadar literally won't heal you unless you can pay. Yeah. So, yeah.
But, strangely, he does. Vesarin...
So he's a good...
He's actually leans much more towards the lawful...
Oh, in established towns, I mean.
Yes, no. Not frontier towns. They're different. Mm. So he's a front... He's 100% a frontier cleric. Yeah. So he doesn't charge people, like, obviously gold donations are always appreciated at the Church of Abadar. Sorry, Bank of Abadar. They're not churches. But also it's a non-denominational chapel. So he has to heal. He knows the bare basics of some of the other religions. But... Now that they have a priest of Sarenrae, you find that on... So you got there on, I think it was a Tuesday, and...
Toil's Day.
But Sunday, Sarenrae's Day.
Sunday is still Sunday.
Callista, Marcello, Milantigi, you must come to the chapel today.
Of course.
I have an absolutely fantastic sermon plan.
Yes, will you be talking about Chutha Quidley?
No, it'll be a sermon for Sarenrae. You could learn a lot. You could learn a lot, Milantig. You should come.
All right. I don't know much about your Sarenrae, but your thing. I am very interested in your sun god.
Callista, will you be taking the children to be indoctrinated?
I would send the kids and say I'm way too busy.
Tarok will take care of you for the day.
Yeah, send the kids to the priest. That's always a safe bet.
Uncle Tarok will teach you.
Even the most damned and depraved of creatures can find redemption in the sunlight.
Yes,
his name's Corbin. all right, and would you... I mean, obviously, Avner needs gods.
I was thinking Avner could...
Would you come to see Daddy Tarok's first sermon? You
know? Probably would.
I think everyone would turn up, wouldn't they?
The chapel itself is actually, like... not a big building. Yeah. It's to the point where it actually overflows and there's people like standing outside, like big double doors though, so they're open and a lot of the village is standing outside, but they're
preacher,
still there.
Preacher man.
Here we go.
Children of the gods, a new day dawns upon far shore and the Isle of Dread, for the sun has come again.
Ooh.
I see you all here, gathered, weary from your time in exile and isolation. And I know things have been hard, but they will get better. For new light has come, and so on and so forth. And
a whole bunch of preachy hope shit.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, preachy hope shit.
And then after the sermon, me and Avner are standing at the front being like, join our local militia today! Mm-hmm. Join the militia!
Just remember, those who fight for Farshore are guaranteed a place in the heavens.
So it's actually quite interesting, because as soon as you stand up and like seeing how many people are there... you start to speak, and so Malphus has closed the last coconut for the day, so Malphus is Fairwind, so he can be there. And he kind of steps forward, and he's like, just give me a moment, please. And he kind of moves his hands, and he's like,
he's a bard.
Now speak. And your voice is projected like a clarion call.
Hell yeah.
Like outside of the chapel. I mean, it just, like, it booms. Mm-hmm. And even, like, Callista, you're, like, doing work on, like...
You're like, oh, shut up, Tara.
But you can still hear it from where you are as it just booms from
and
the
then
chapel.
On the second day of creation.
Oh, gosh.
And you're trying to wrap up people for the militia?
Yeah.
What is this militia you speak of?
Oh, Milantica. What isn't it, really? It's a glorious opportunity to fight for this... island's independence and freedom. You get a couple silver a week just for showing up, and yeah, it's just
silver piece.
It's the bee's knees.
Do people want the money?
Well, that's why some people join, but
would it help if I offer more money? Because I have all this super shiny coin, I have no idea what to do with it.
So whether you actually have that coin is a different question.
I had a pouch.
You did.
If you have an excess of coin, you can always give it to me. I generally know where it should be spent in these types of situations.
But you say you want to help people. Look, where I come from, Tanaroa, everyone learns basics how to fight in case of problems, in case dinosaurs or something comes along. I don't know why these silly people don't go and fight, but if shiny coin make them fight, then how about I give, what, like a, what you call it, a bonus? Signing bonus. You offer people signing bonus, you give them, how much you say?
It's a great idea. Why not one gold? How many shiny pieces do you have there?
I can't count that high.
Okay.
It's more than 10.
Okay.
It's a bag. Look, clank. Need... It's a bag.
His eyes widen. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I found most of it from, you know, old coins and bits of jewelry, and there's some gemstones in there. I don't know how much it's worth.
And as you kind of open the bag, like, a lot of it is, like, very... It is old money. Like, it's not, like, anything you've seen ever. It's all
it's
stamped.
Not minted coins, basically.
Well, they're pressed gold, basically. They were still used back in ancient Razadlanti.
Yeah, it's also bits of jewelry and, like, gemstones and stuff, but it's 3,000 golds worth of stuff that he's got. He just doesn't know what to do with it.
Also, they're called thunder lizards, too.
Thunder lizards.
Cool. Holy shit. Well, look, I think that's a great idea. Do you want to... That's a lot of...
Look, you don't need all of it, then. Just give them a little bit.
With it.
Oh, really?
But,
We don't really use much of it. It's just shiny.
Look, why don't you give me 50 for now, and we'll try and use that as a signing bonus.
What? 50 is five hands, right? One,
five
two,
sets.
Three, four, five, six.
That's
seven.
10 times that, yes.
Ten hands.
One of those, yes.
No, 10 hands. Yes, 10 hands.
Yes. A finger's worth of hands, yes.
Cool. A fist. They call that the fist.
Precisely.
I actually did come up with a counting system that's like one of you for five, and then you have like a fist is like that. Anyway, a hand, and then a fist of hands, and then... Could, anyway, yes, I will give you 50 gold.
Perfect. Fist me, Tika.
Oh my. Right.
50 okay. gold, and I'll start yelling that out as well. I'll be like, and for just a limited time due to the wonderful...
Marcelo, could you stop your smoking for just a minute? The sermon's still going.
This is at the end of the sermon.
You have half an hour of that booming voice, by the way.
At the end of the sermon, as everyone's leaving, I'm on the way out handing out like pamphlets.
Shiny coins! Shiny coins! You get shiny coins for fighting!
Yeah,
that's helping
so,
a lot.
Yeah, 100%. And Avner is kind of like next to you, and he's like, pulling some of the people aside, some of the more strapping people aside, he's like, do you know, if you sign up, not only would you get 5 silver a week, think of how many drinks that would buy in this pathetic little inn you have here.
God.
It's so cheap, your drinks. You get one whole gold. More money than I'm sure you've seen in your entire life.
Oh, God, Avner.
On a cow. Yeah, whip him into line at some point.
Meanwhile, during the week, so you kind of have a chat with your companions and everything on the first day. Give them a quick rundown of your skill set at Lavinia's manor. And Uriel's also staying at the manor. He kind of overhears you and he's like,
oh, I can help you with that. Tell you what, you come down to the greenhouse with me. If you know anything about the local fauna and flora... I can help, because that's where I'll be working with Lady Telda. She knows a bit more about it than I do, having been here for the last 4 years, but your particular bit of expertise could greatly help us in finding some additional herbs on this small island, or even on the island proper.
Oh, yes, I can definitely help with that. I know much about the island and what to eat and what will make you very, very sick. Well, and what you can eat once.
Ah, yes, the once or many times thing.
Yes. I mean, there are some mushrooms you can eat and you don't have to eat again. Don't eat the mushrooms.
And those plants of the purple leaves, I did discover they were a bad choice.
Yes, you need to boil them heavily first if you want to. Oh. They can make a nice tea, but never the first one of tea, otherwise you'll get very, very,
yes,
very...
Yes, no, I ate it the first time. That was the problem.
No,
that's
you
where
need
it
to
came
wash.
Out both ends.
Yeah, there
yes.
you go. It's an interesting tea, but it's something. Look, I can shoot myself over to the island. It doesn't take too long, and grab some little maybe offshoots and stuff with this hand, and then bring it back, and you can try transplant and stuff.
Do you think you can... Like, how are you with plants? Do you think you could grow them, perhaps?
No. But I can point and tell you what to do. I know how they grow. It's just very hard with one hand.
I would greatly appreciate that.
So I guess then that means your week would be spent bouncing or like flying over back and forth.
Like, how far is the actual jump? Because
how far can you jump?
I can fly with my blasty. Remember, it's just not super fast.
Yeah, look, it would take the better part maybe of an hour's worth of jumping to get between the gap in the island and back. Actually, no,
I think it's almost 10 to 15 miles. Actually, it's quite a long way.
Yeah, so
it would take me a while. It would take
just take a goddamn boat.
Yeah, I'll just jet boat myself. Yeah, it's probably quicker actually.
100%. And they've got some small canoes there that you can easily.
Yeah, I'll rig up like a personal canoe that I just put my hands behind and like
jet boat it.
No, I just get two paddles and I ski, like, you know, water ski. Just
yep. And yeah, so you head over one day. You spend the day kind of like gathering samples. They give you some small pots to put the samples in.
Do I make rolls for this? Is it nature, it's going to be, or Isle of Dread? It's going to be the same amount. So.
Oh, you have knowledge nature?
I got 13 points of knowledge nature.
I'm going to get you to roll both.
Not, okay. 14 plus 13 is 27 for nature, and then 13 plus 9 is 22 for Isle of Dread.
Perfect. Roll me a d8.
Two.
Okay, so you find four like things, four like medicinal plants that you know of. You're not by definition a healer.
I probably found more and just burnt them by accident.
Yeah, but you're not by definition a healer. But no. You know that these four are used in the villages a lot. One of them's used for like fevers and stuff. One of them's used as a poultice. It's like a creep vine. One of them is used as to help people with headaches, and another one's used to slow the effects of bleeding. Cool. And they're the four that you can kind of find. There's a lot of other plants, but the problem is you just don't remember what they're used for. But yeah, so you manage to find and transplant several of these, like, of each plant. Like, you don't just grab them the same, like, source. You spend time scouting around so that you've got, like, different progeny for each of them. So that you can bring them all back, and then you slowly row the boat back would be the problem, so they don't tip over. But yeah, like, you spend the week kind of going back and forth doing that.
Yeah, sure.
And so
I'm probably the least scared about moving about the island without anything, because like, I've lived here for years. Exactly. I should know how to keep myself safe when these guys are around.
I'm just going to get one D100 roll from you.
Cool. Like, at worst comes to worst, I can literally fly away. As long as it's not something flying. 97. Wow, that's a high one.
That's good.
Good is high is
high
good.
Is good.
You want to give me a positive encounter?
No. Oh. But yeah, so you managed to find these plants. And yeah, so because most of the ones in the greenhouse were bought over from Magnamar, so they're actually non-native species.
Get some natives there, guys. Come on.
But that's the thing. They've been trialing and erroring them.
Mostly erroring.
So there's a couple there that, like, you know of, but so you specifically went out. And that's the thing. That's why you didn't find more, because you... They had some that you know of. You went and found ones they don't have yet to kind of...
Easy, yeah. I'd make something useful. Yeah.
And so that's kind of what you spend the week doing. Calista, meanwhile, you ingratiate yourself with the local workers. At first, they're a little bit sketchy on the pink-skinned woman that's walking around with horns on her head.
Yep.
But the moment you lift a log by yourself that took three of them to move, they're like, oh...
Let's see what she does. She's got She'll her, be quick. Like, Farshorian, you know, outfit now, and it's got a blue collar. So
it's a nice, easy weightlifting clothes, man. Nothing that gets in the way. Be great. I move super fast as well.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
What a fucking trip. Yeah. Get everything done in, like, half time.
But yeah, it takes less than a day for them to, like, actually warm up to you at that point, because, like, they can see how... And you work your ass off, right? Like, you bust yourself to... And you do the work of five people. Because of the speed, because of the strength, like, you can just outwork all of them. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the first day, they're already all impressed by that. You head back to the last coconut to kind of collect your children, and as you walk in the front door, just... Hey! Get her an ale! And, like,
all right.
The workers are kind of, like, shouting you drinks. And you don't have to pay for a drink all week.
Oh, excellent. Perfect.
Because they're getting paid basically the same as you if you take the money at all.
Mm. Yeah, well,
and they're doing so much less work with you being there. They're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I show off my new spider climb boots as well. You know, just walk up the wall. Yeah, walking
starts
up the
doing
wall.
Drunken tricks.
Yeah. Little flips and everything.
Can she get drunk? I thought she was immune to poison.
Not immune.
I can enjoy a drink. Enjoy a drink. You can enjoy a drink and pretend you're drunk.
Kind of like I do, except I get drunk.
Yeah, do flips, throw my kids, it'll be fine.
All right. So the end of the first week rolls around. We're back to a Tuesday. It has been 7 full days since you've been in Varshaw. That is 7 days closer to the Crimson Fleet.
Oh, shit, yeah, there's something happening.
And what I'm going to need from each of you, I need a strength check from you, please, Charmaine.
All right, strength check. Here we go. I rolled a 2. Oh. That's 6.
So unfortunately, on the third day, you kind of pull something and you start moving slower. The watchtower is about half built by the end of the week. Had you rolled better, it would have been done.
I mean, a 2 is right next to a 20.
Marcelo, Gunty, you've been recruiting for the better part of the week, which means I'm going to need a diplomacy roll. Thanks to your offering of a gold piece as a sign-up bonus, you get a +3 to this. But because you've got Avner with you, he actually rolls by himself as well. He gets a +3, and essentially both of you have been recruiting independently throughout the town. So normally, depending on what you roll, you have the chance of recruiting 5 extra members for the watch.
Well, I rolled a 19.
Sure.
Is that with a +3?
No, as in my dice said 19.
Oh, thanks.
So I've got a 36.
Jesus.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So normally, with a 20, you would have gotten 5 extra people. With a 30, you got 10 extra people. Avner. Let's see how good he managed to recruit.
-6.
He lost.
So I only rolled an 8, unfortunately. Which gives me a total of 17 +3 because of the gold. Means that he also recruited 5 new members of the militia.
Nice.
Between the two of you, you manage 15. And on the plus side, Avner is starting to warm to you and is being a lot less annoying than usual.
I was going to say, after finding 5 recruits, I would have brought him around. Like, Avner, I apologize for my cruel words at the start. You've really turned it around.
Yep, and at the last coconut, you see Callista do a trick and, like, crack a leg or something.
Like, Callista!
Well, that's going to hurt.
Okay. So, yeah, between the two of you, you managed to recruit 15 new members of the watch. Which also gives you some victory points towards the end.
Did you say mythic points?
I heard mythic points.
Yeah. I'll take some delightful victory points. Thank you.
I'll take mythic points.
I'll also take some mythic points.
Bro, you definitely don't have enough action cards to be starting to get victory points.
So I already got you to roll your dice.
Yeah, my deck's not optimized.
As part of your kind of background stuff.
Hold on.
So you managed to help with the greenhouse, helping them with medicinal herbs and stuff like that. Again, that will lead to some victory points on top as well. It's about, because you managed to find 4 different plants, that's going to be a total of 80 victory points.
80?
80.
So
it's 20 per 20 per medicinal plant found.
Right, I thought victory points were going to be like 1 here, 2 there. No, I didn't realize it was like in the tens.
Oh, it's in the thousands, my friend.
That's just cancelled as a roll then.
So yeah.
Don't take it away.
80 victory points.
Well, no, I just didn't know, like,
dude, 80 is so many.
Is gonna be counting
us. 80 is so many.
Oh, but you found 75 in total from the 15 new members. It's 25 per 5.
Too bad the watchtower is
75 victory points. Whoa.
You'll be getting a lot more if you keep going.
No,
that's everyone.
There is a cap on everything, obviously. There's only a certain amount of medicinal plants you'll be able to find, certain amount of people you can recruit, all that kind of thing.
Everyone should be fighting, right?
Absolutely. And now, Tarok,
women and children especially.
Ooh. That wonderful sermon you gave, on top of the fact of the spiritual assistance you've been giving the community, and helping with healing, even of the most minor wounds, I need a knowledge religion role from you, son.
Knowledge religion. Oh, 25.
Nice. Gonna do it.
Not bad, baby.
That is gonna
I
do
know my books
exactly
for once.
What you needed it to.
Come gather around, people. Come see old Daddy Torok for any of your ailments or needs. I'm here just for a chat. If you've got a sprained ankle or maybe some syphilis, I'll sort you out.
Especially syphilis. It's my specialty.
I like in fact, I knew a doctor back in Tal'Dor who specialized with it. He taught me a lot about syphilis.
First-hand experience.
I like how you refer to yourself as Daddy Tarok in the third person.
Daddy Tarok.
Wouldn't it be Father Tarok anyway if you're a priest?
Yeah.
These people don't know the difference.
All right.
Damn savage.
So you also managed to earn some victory points as well, thanks to your check. It's only one of you that failed at their check.
If I visited everyone else, I went to the.
I mean, you didn't have the hard one. Strength checks are the worst because you only get like plus strength instead of plus skill. Been
chicken, why chicken scratch. Roll, yeah. It was probably a 10, but you know.
But unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
But in saying that, the week has kind of, like, the first week of being a Farshaw has kind of wrapped up. You guys have settled in comfortably, some more than others. Some are becoming more beloved by the townsfolk, and some are a little less well-known. Milintik has obviously spent a couple of days away, which doesn't help. Also, to the locals, all of the natives look similar.
So. I'm on fire. I am the only native they will recognize on fucking side because I am on fire.
Got to give him that one. Yeah, here.
If anything, they all look alike to me.
But, yeah, what do you guys want to do? You've spent the first week in Farshaw getting comfortable, getting to know people.
How long was the trip from Tanaroa to Farshaw? It was like 3 or 4 days, right?
Tanaroa, 2 days.
2 days. Because I'm just aware that I need to be at the town in
like a month.
3 weeks, yes. Which means that I need to leave in like 2.5 minutes.
Ooh.
So
it takes a couple of days to get there.
Because I need to get there and then I need to get to the volcanoes, which is probably another couple of days.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably going to have to leave a week early. So realistically, we have 2 more weeks before I have to piss off.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the tar pits are right next to the volcanoes, so we can do a double.
Oh, hit them on the way back.
Hit them on the way back, yeah.
I have to say, it is quite good to be here. I think we really have the chance to make a difference here, you know? What do you thought? How are you finding it, Mentalandika? Among us civilized folk.
Yeah, you keep saying civilized, but it is different. I mean, I find it strange that you are having to fight for people to fight, like... Everyone should try and fight to protect their city and their town. It makes sense to me.
Have you ever heard of the notion of specialization?
Yes, but...
It tends to happen in post-agricultural societies where people choose a skill and they put more skill points in it.
Learning how to survive and fight should not be a specialization. Everyone should learn how to at least protect themselves.
Can I get a wisdom check from the 3 civilized people?
Yep.
One.
3.
Natural one, baby.
This dice is not...
Wisdom check? 3.
Oh, good lord, you're all idiots.
I got a natural 1, so...
I got a natural 2.
6.
A 2, a 1, 2, 3. And a 3.
3. Yep.
Yeah, we're woo-hoo! Fucking idiots.
We keep talking.
Can I get a wisdom check from you, please?
A 10. I'm apparently a friggin' genius compared to them.
To be fair, that is all I was looking for, you fucking morons. It kind of clicks as you're saying this. It's like, oh yeah, where I come from, everyone's trained to fight, and they're not that far away. Farshaw.
Yeah, they did talk about trying to get people to come and help out. The problem was, unless I pass this trial, no one's going to listen to me. I have the idea.
Yeah, but they don't have to listen to you.
No one's going to. They're tainted through association. So unless I pass this trial, then we're not going to get any help.
Nah, Marcella will sleep with a few of the locals. the chief.
Yeah.
Callista will as
get
well. You
first,
know, they're both sexy looking people.
Do a bit of mage fondling. Yeah, a little bit of this. But no, that's a good point. We need to get him back on side with his people.
Hey, I've got a date in 3 weeks.
Before we can try and punch the natives.
3 weeks, it's the date. I need a 2.5
But where are you going now?
Well.
You can't go to the boat without the tar.
True. And you can't go to the tar without the wood. You need the wood to get the sheep. And once you get the sheep, you change up the stone.
And then you trade 3 sheep for a wood.
No, but we've already got the dock.
Ah, yeah.
So it's 2.
All you needed to build is roads.
Because how long does it take to get to the Sea Wyvern? It takes ages, doesn't it? Or can we borrow the other ship?
You're
going to
borrow
get
the other ship.
But we need to get some bits of stuff.
But the problem is you need the tar to waterproof the ship.
Well, we're going to the tar.
As I say, I am feeling really good about here. I feel like I'm doing some good here, you know? And it's nice to have an audience again. No offense, you guys have been very unreceptive to Saren Ray's teachings.
Yes, but I think we should start going outside and bringing more stuff in. Because we already have a lot of stuff here.
Mm. You make a good point, Callisto.
I know with the tar, when Milantika goes out for his trial, when we can get on the way back, that's fine. But maybe things like hides to help with you know, waterproofing things.
And you also know the interior of Temut, which is the island you're on.
I went to Temut.
Is not... You can't log there because of a large tribe of troglodytes.
Troglodytes. What do we know about troglodytes?
Let's kill them.
Ooh, that's a good question. What would that fall under?
Ooh.
Knowledge troglodyte.
No, it's actually going to be a knowledge local.
Yeah, oh, knowledge local. I can do that.
Wow. Well, I for one don't know anything about troglodytes.
Isle of Dreadlaw?
My dice.
Did you say knowledge local?
Dude, my dice suck.
Yeah, you're getting cursed.
Three of my four d20s have rolled a 2.
22.
Six.
Like 13.
You keep changing, that's why. You gotta get the bad juju out there.
Okay, I'll keep my bad juju dice.
22.
So you know, especially in the Isle of Dread, they are relatively primitive.
Like my version of primitive or their version of primitive?
They're on par with you. No. I'm kidding.
What's a froglodyte?
They're much more primitive than your like culture, like clubs, spears, like...
Not much more primitive.
Wait, what kind of clubs? Like dancing clubs?
Night
gambling
clubs?
Yeah, nightclubs. oxygen bars. But they, like, especially... They're just, like... They don't really build, like, long-term homes unless they have the opportunity to, but because of the storms and, like, the creatures, they don't really have a chance to. You think the ones in this isle, because before it was settled by Farshaw, it was... rather wild, but less wild compared to the mainland. They probably had the chance to set up a more permanent settlement, but you don't really know too much about them. I'll give you two things. About troglodytes in general.
I mean, the things that he would be probably most knowledgeable about is the smell, I assume.
I think you're thinking 5e trogs, mate.
Oh,
these trogs have smells?
That's a stench, yes.
Culture. There you go.
Sorry, yes, they do have a stench aura. 30 foot around them.
Stanky.
Because, yeah, they are stank boys.
The other one, I guess, is just resistances. It's always good to know.
Are they intelligent?
Can they burn?
Yes, they're intelligent. as far as you're aware, they can burn.
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
Lightning?
Yeah, they don't have any resistances.
No, yeah. Weaknesses or resistances is basically the only thing.
But what are they like?
No weaknesses.
What do they believe in? Are they intelligent? Can they be reasoned with?
Genocide.
No?
They're probably more intelligent than Milantika.
Hey, I've got 12 int.
Oh, I thought you dump stat.
No! I don't have a dump stat. Strength's my dump stat, actually.
Yeah,
I can't lift anything.
They are semi-intelligent. They're not as intelligent as humans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we are going to find these troglodyte fellas, creatures, semi-intelligent folk, perhaps we could check out this lost village that old Jaren wants us to look at.
All right. Suppose that makes sense.
Yeah, well, two birds with one stone. Right?
Yeah, it'd be good to find some more magic items. I need some money. I've got a plan for the cemetery here, but I'm going to need to stack up a little bit of gold.
You need money? How much?
Yes. Well, about 1,000 gold to start with, and then depending on how fancy want to go.
How many hands is that?
That's lots of hands. That's 100 hands.
Two.
One, two.
Well, actually, it's 200. Depends on tens. It's 100. It's 200 hands.
200.
Yeah, you count. Clunk.
Nice.
How much you need?
How much you got?
2,950.
Well, this will certainly help, but you know. I still want to go see the village.
All right. Well, if you need this for your
thank you. This could be used. This could be definitely could be used somewhere.
You can borrow it. You can have some. I don't really use the shiny gold stuff. It doesn't help me.
I'm just curious how these people lost an entire village. How do you lose a village?
If everybody dies,
or some sort of cataclysmic event that sort of reclaims the village, like the jungle rises up in wrath,
or do you get a big thunder lizard moving?
Yeah.
So this is not like the Farshorians lost a village. This is like a rumored lost, the 8th village of the Razadlanti.
I choose to believe it's my interpretation.
This could be interesting. We could learn a little bit more about the history of this place. I'm very fascinated about this Zotzilia and Shutakutli and the primitive gods they have here.
It's because of all the ruins we've explored so far turned out.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is the basic
places to be.
Savage? Do you prefer savage?
All right. Well,
what about heretical?
No. Zotzilla, you could say heretical. Shutakutli, no.
Look, ruins, the troglodytes. We need to get the wood and the materials to get the tar, to get the boat, to get the bloody
things working, so come on. Let's do it.
Well, it's been a while since I've done genocide. Let's go.
Well, we do it pretty often.
As often as we can.
That's homicide, Callista.
Don't fool yourself, Tara.
Oh, where are you going? Should I come with you?
Systematic murder of some natives.
Avna, I'm afraid. Look, this is dangerous, dangerous business we're going to be getting up to, I think.
You need to help more people join militia, yes?
Look, Milintika couldn't have said it better himself. You're much more of an asset here. You've honestly been doing stunning work. I didn't think you had it in you.
But my uncle wants me to campaign for him as well, and I can't do both at the same time.
Militia more important.
The militia is more important. Mandalay will tell you to do what he thinks is best. If you can try and find some time to keep recruiting for the militia, I'd really appreciate it. But I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Well, if you ask me, you know, recruiting the militia could be campaigning for theft. The more people you recruit to the militia, the more you defend the town.
You could try and kill two birds with one stone.
Callista.
Yes?
Will your children still be training while you're gone?
Well, of course they would. Well, I mean, they better be.
That's a threat.
Yeah, I do that mum glare at the kids.
They're just like, oh, god damn it, we thought we'd have time.
I'll have a side with Callista, remember, like, do you mind if we leave the kids with him?
Yeah, of course. I think they would be a good influence on him.
Okay. Would you mind so much if I continue training with him in the mornings?
Yeah, of course. You're always welcome.
It's become somewhat of a routine, I think, at this point in time.
And routines are good. It's something you're familiar with. Yeah, of course.
By Saren Rae's flaming hair, what has come over you?
Whatever do you mean, boy?
This is quite refreshing, I gotta say.
Well,
Marcelo, is this your work?
Don't push it, Tara. He means you're doing great, Avna. You really like this new year.
I was about to say.
I told you, Marcelo, none are above redemption. All can find the light of salvation.
Well, yes, I mean, he surprised me, too. You've been doing good, Avna. Keep it up.
Well, yes, I will continue training while you are gone, and recruiting, and maybe campaigning. If I have the time, as you said, you both believe that you and Volcanus, was it? Both believe that the militia is more important than campaigning for my uncle, and I will trust your word on that. But yes, enjoy your trip, I would say.
It's not a holiday, but thank you, Avna.
Do your best. You all head out of the gate into the Isle proper, into the Isle of Tamut.
The Chibi Isle.
As you kind of leave the small wooden palisade, to your south is a quite small cemetery. It's not huge. There's not a lot of people who have died since they've kind of arrived.
It's suddenly grown much bigger in the last week.
Yeah, the best. There is a lot of fresh graves there. But again, it's still a small cemetery. Before you, though, stands a thick jungle and a small kind of roadway, barely a roadway, almost a...
It's like a hunter's trail, I assume.
Yeah, basically a hunter's trail leads into the forest, and you all follow this trail into the canopied darkness of the jungle. And that's where we'll pick up next week.
Oh, yeah.
Goblin Podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.